Well, everyone, we are opening up this week's inbox, and I am back in the studio with James Grosbeck and Sandy Jansen. Welcome to both of you.
Thanks, Lisa. Good to be here.
Hi, Lisa.
Very fun to have you. So we're going to tackle another relationship question here. And this is another little like, what do I do? Because I don't know if this is okay. And can I deal with this for the rest of my life? So very interesting. And here she goes. She says, my boyfriend is a jock. He loves to be physically active and does this very well. I'm an intellectual. I like to be challenged and stimulated intellectually. On the surface, it may seem like those things can complement each other, but I'm also afraid I might be setting myself up for frustration. He doesn't like to read. I love to read. Sometimes it bothers me that he doesn't read more or know more. I also realize that I'm called to deeply respect my future husband. Sometimes I worry I won't be able to do that with this guy, since I often find myself thinking I'm smarter than him. I know that's a horrid thought, and I'm trying not to be proud. The other concern is how this affects his spiritual growth, and therefore mine as well. I always thought I'd marry a man and we'd study huge portions of scripture together, read books on scripture, study commentaries, etc. How much should these differences affect my decision to continue to move forward or not? So she's really hanging the relationship on this, so probably needs a little bit of insight. What do you guys think?
My first question is, because it's not clear from the what she wrote to us, is I'm not clear whether her boyfriend is a Christian or not. Mm-hmm. And we as Christians read the scripture about not being unequally yoked and often ignore that and go into, particularly women are often do this. They think, well, he loves me. And he's going to change after we get married. And so they will marry someone who perhaps is nominal in their faith or not fully committed as a Christian. And they often find themselves in a very lonely marriage because the belief systems are different. Mm-hmm. And so that would be my first question to her is he a believer? And do you share the same values about being committed to marriage for a lifetime? Mm-hmm. That would be crucial. Mm-hmm. James?
A couple points here are really important. One is, where are you connecting? In a marriage, in a relationship, you need to have points of connection, and they need to be solid. You don't need a whole lot, but you do need some. And she's pointing to the intellectual one. He's very interested in the outdoors, it seems. He's very, very physical. When we look at creation, God created a physical universe. Very, very important. He also created us with a desire to know more and to, in this case, she likes to read. Now, I don't think she wants to marry a library, and you get that opinion from her is that she would be happy, I doubt it, just marrying a library and spending time there. I don't think that's what she's talking about. I think she's talking about intellectual stimulation. So can they find other areas in terms of where they really connect and they connect well? The second point is here, and she alluded to it, is this whole idea of respect. Like, for example, if her fiancé is saying to her, you know, I'm not much of a reader, I have dyslexia, it's always been a problem, I've never been encouraged in that area, but, you know, I really respect you and I can really profit by what you read, and that's something that I can learn to do with you. And then on the other hand, if she says, you know, I'm not very much of a physical person, but you know what, I really admire that about you, and I can really learn to do physical things. So if they have admiration and respect for the other person's abilities, gifts, desires, things that they enjoy, terrific. But if there's disdain, if there's negative feelings about it, and disrespect, boy, you do not want to go that way. Mm-hmm. And the thing I also wonder about this, if this is such a driver for her, and she's married to a guy that doesn't like this at all and is unwilling to participate in it, who's she going to be attracted to? Well, she's going to start forming a relationship, most likely, with another guy that has this interest, and then that can go down a very negative road for their marriage. So mm-hmm. those are a couple things for her to keep in mind.
Yeah. I didn't make the assumption here that he wasn't a believer, but I think what she's doing is projecting on him the feeling that to be a leader in a marriage, he has to be an intellectual. That's what it seems like she's saying, and I think that could be a little bit dangerous to say.
You're absolutely right, and we know people that may know a lot in their head about scripture and about theology, but in no way it has sunk down into their heart, much less living it out.
Right.
They just live in their head.
Yeah.
And you're exactly right, Lisa. That can be very, very dangerous.
Or guys who could be extremely solid in their faith, but because they don't have a lot of super outward manifestations of it, maybe they're not extroverts. Or because I know I had a friend who got married, and she and her husband really struggled with her perception of, to be a leader of our kids spiritually, I want him to come up with these elaborate scripture memory programs. I want to sit in the living room every night with his guitar and he's leading choruses. And he's like, that is not even me. I can't do that, you know? And they really had to work through what was her perception of him leading spiritually in their family.
So. Yeah, and the thing about spiritually too is that some people can get an awful lot out of just a story of scripture. And we were talking about that earlier today, Sandy, is that the ability to read a passage of scripture over and over and over again and to let it sink from your mind into your heart, into your behavior. And really, that can be a transformational process. You don't need to have scripture memorized in your head to affect your heart. Mm-hmm. So we don't know where these two people are spiritually, but you're right. Making the assumption of knowing an awful lot of theology doesn't necessarily, you know, reminds me of scripture. The Pharisees knew a lot about scripture, but they didn't get it. And that would be the danger.
Yeah.
And one suggestion that I would make, since he really is an athlete and loves the outdoors, that she may consider going with him and taking her Bible with him and being outdoors with him in God's creation in a setting that he feels comfortable in, and then focusing on something, a devotional, a scripture, something that's meaningful to her, but it's in a setting where he is also comfortable. And that would be really embracing both of them. When you marry someone, you get the complete package. The other thing I would say for this couple is that it would be really important, as I think it is for everybody, to get some very good premarital counseling, where they can flush out through dialogue and possibly some testing some of these differences and be able to kind of put those out on the table before they get married. If they don't do it prior to marriage, they'll be faced with it probably afterward.
Yeah, good thoughts. All right. Well, thank you, James and Sandy. Very helpful insights as you weighed in on this. And it's interesting because, I mean, these are real people and real life situations. So it really does, you know, make a difference what insight you guys have to share. So thanks so much for doing that.
Thanks,
great
Lisa.
To be here, Lisa.
All right. Well, that is it for this week's show. Continue to write to us at editor@boundless.org so we can field your questions on future shows, because we want to do that. Except for the super crazy ones, those we just throw out. No, I'm just teasing. We want to answer your questions and want to help you, because you're young adults and you're wading through all of this stuff. So in the meantime, stay part of the conversation via the blog and make sure you continue to listen here. Check out the latest articles and hit us up on Facebook as well, because we will possibly respond to you there. But no, we love to talk to you. So that is it for this week's show. I am your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.